From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today we're talking transfer portal madness. Yeah. A clever hit song in 1975 talked about a guy who received some direct advice on how to move along from a failing relationship. According to that Paul Simon song, there were 50 ways to leave your lover. Well, here in 2021, disgruntled college football players from around the country are reviving that hit song and hiring moving vans in record numbers as they transfer from one school in hopes of achieving greater success on the field with another one next year. A few years ago, the NCAA began allowing student athletes in any sport the right to transfer to another school they desired, just like the traditional students can. Prior to 2018, though, there was an assortment of rules which may have prevented some players from transferring to other schools within their conference or making them sit out for a full year prior to becoming eligible to play sports once again. Well, that isn't the case anymore, as the NCAA's transfer portal has become quite popular this offseason, with a surprising number of well-known successful college football players jumping into the transfer availability pool as they search for a new college to play football next season. With so many players waving their hands to the other school saying, "Pick me, pick me!" The moving business should be quite healthy for college athletes over this offseason. Though the numbers of college football players wanting to transfer does change daily, I'm estimating that there are at least over 200 players right now who are looking for a new college to play football at, and study, of course. Some of these high-profile players have already cut their deal with another school. Most of the transfer players are simply hoping to leave what they perceive to be a bad situation and find a better one. And though many of these players will get their wish for another chance, others will not. In the Southeastern Conference Western Division alone, three starting quarterbacks this season for LSU, Max Johnson, Auburn, Bo Nix, and Texas A&M, Zach Calzada, they've thrown their hat into the NCAA transfer portal in hopes that they can find another place to play college football which better suits their personal needs. But the obvious question is, why would they want to do that? Though there is an ever so slight chance that the college student athlete may be seeking an expanded academic program to better fit his future vocational needs, the big reason is that the football player has become concerned that his playing time on the field is going to be diminished next season. The next new and exciting young high school recruits have been signed, and/or a new coach has come to town promising some big changes. LSU's quarterback Max Johnson had earned the starting quarterback position near the end of the 2020 season and then kept the job for most of this season. The left-hander, who's the son of former NFL quarterback Brad Johnson, did an admirable job this season despite LSU's mediocre 6-6 final record. An inexperienced and porous offensive line, along with a quickly depleting wide receiver group at LSU, contributed to the Tigers' offensive struggles. Meanwhile, head coach Ed Orgeron was axed in favor of former Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly recently. Max Johnson has two more years of college football eligibility remaining. His highly recruited younger brother Jake happens to play tight end and was expected to sign a scholarship at LSU and join his brother. Well, that's not happening now. Apparently, the two brothers are trying to sign as a package deal at another school. Well, why not stay at LSU? Is Max Johnson unhappy about the firing of his former coach? Or is he now concerned that LSU freshman Garrett Nussmeier or another incoming freshman might be handed the starting job next year under the Tigers' new head football coach, Brian Kelly? Nobody knows. Meanwhile, at Auburn, Bo Nix has been the team's starting quarterback for the last three seasons. A former five-star recruit coming out of high school, he was considered one of the nation's top quarterbacks coming to Auburn. Why would a guy who started at Auburn in the SEC for 3 years want to transfer now? Last weekend, Bo Nix placed his name into the NCAA transfer portal, and he posted the following on his social media account, quote, I have loved Auburn from the moment I knew Auburn. All I ever wanted to do was win a championship for Auburn. I can truthfully say that I've given everything that I have for that goal and have played in so many amazing games because of it. I don't know about you, but I don't get it. Why would a young man who obviously loves that school so much feel like he needs to leave Auburn now after 3 years? Like LSU, Auburn finished last season with a mediocre 6-6 record. Though the expectations for Auburn may have been a little higher for this season, nobody actually figured that the War Eagles would be playing for the SEC championship either. Has the new Auburn coaching staff told him to hit the road? Or does the quarterback personally believe that his time as a starter at Auburn has elapsed? Why not just stay and fight for your job? In College Station, Texas, the Aggies of Texas A&M expected that highly touted quarterback Haynes King would be the one leading them to victory over Alabama this year. Well, after King was injured in the first game of this season, it was his backup, sophomore Zach Calzada, who calmly handled the quarterback position for the remainder of the year, including A&M's thrilling 41-38 win over Alabama in October. Though A&M would finish the year with a disappointing 7-5 record, Zach Calzada earned the respect of many football fans around the country with his gritty play. Unfortunately, Calzada recently added his name into the NCAA transfer portal too. Why is he leaving? As those three starting SEC quarterbacks play musical chairs, a former Heisman Trophy hopeful from the University of Oklahoma is coming into the SEC next season and playing for the University of South Carolina. Oklahoma sophomore quarterback Spencer Rattler was coming off an impressive first year as the starting quarterback for the OU Sooners in 2020, where he passed for over 3,000 yards and 28 touchdowns. Another one of those so-called five-star high school athletes, Rattler, though, struggled at times this year. And he was benched midway through the year in favor of yet another highly touted quarterback, Caleb Williams. Spencer Rattler rode the OU bench for the remainder of the regular season and was one of the first quarterbacks to raise his hand high in hopes of entering this year's NCAA transfer portal. He's now taking his talents to the SEC's South Carolina Gamecocks. There is no doubt that some of the football players who are shifting schools during the offseason might be able to help make their new team better. In the long run, though, the overall results will likely be mixed. Many of the top-named schools will simply go out and reload with more talented high school hopefuls that will either find their way onto the playing field or enter the transfer portal themselves after a year or two at the school. Ole Miss head football coach Lane Kiffin thinks that these college transfers are on the rise because of the recently enacted NIL, or Name, Image, and Licensing rules, which allow college athletes to be legally paid by lending their name's perceived marketing value to businesses and social media for promotional purposes. Said Kiffin, quote, "I don't think people really say it this way, but let's not make a mistake. We have free agency in college football. The kids a lot of times go to where they think they're going to get paid the most. No one else is saying that, maybe, but the kids say, this is what I'm going to get here from NIL. You know, Coach Kiffin may be right, but I do have a hard time believing that any of these higher profile transfer players are really going to strike it rich, off the playing field that is, by pitching products in the home cities of their brand new universities.
Hello, folks. This is your new transfer quarterback, Rocky Bricklayer. Yep, I'm the same guy who used to play quarterback for a big-time university, but I'm now here playing for dear old State U. And yeah, we beat your team 55-3 last year when I was playing for those other guys. I'm here now at good old State U to help us win the championship. So come on down to Billy Bob's Used Cars and get your picture taken with me, just $20 a piece, and we'll talk some football too for another $20 per minute. Personally, I think it's more likely that each of these former successful college football players just saw the handwriting on the wall at their former school. They desperately want one final chance to show the NFL or some other professional football organization that they are deserving of receiving another opportunity to play in the big leagues in another year or two. In the meantime, I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.